that's open to bottle or draft and whatever's on people's minds. But this will either make you laugh or make you cry, because it is on at the Opera House and it is probably one of the best movies ever. But what's it like as a musical? Let me speak to James Hewish, who's the director, and Boyd Rogers, who plays the part that Patrick Swayze played in Ghost. Chaps, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
James, it's a... You know, it's one of those musicals that a lot will be expected because everyone has an image of Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore.
Exactly. It's iconic. But we've gone a bit different. So Boyd's a bit better looking, I would say, I would think.
Well, he's a cool looking dude. There's no doubt about it.
And now Molly is blonde.
Oh, yes. Of course, and Demi Moore was a dark hair.
Definitely, yeah. But beautiful people, beautiful music, beautiful show. I think everyone will come and they will be very, very surprised at how true it is to the musical, to the movie, and what a great story it is. But the music is written by Dave Stewart from Eurythmics. It's brilliant.
And what sort of music is in it that isn't actually in the film?
I would say all of it. The only thing that you would hear in the musical is Unchained Melody, which isn't actually performed by the cast. It's a radio edit that you hear. And Sam, played by Boyd here, he sings it on his acoustic guitar to try and woo Molly. So that's the only time you hear it in the musical.
And in the actual movie, is that the only song that's played in the movie? Is that the... Because, of course, it's so associated with the movie. But is there nothing else in the movie that
No, because it's not a musical. There's a lot of background music. There's a bit of Sinatra in it, I heard, when I watched it. There's everything's in it, but mainly underscoring and orchestral. So this musical version is obviously taken and completely rewritten from scratch.
It's a heartbreaking movie, the fact that you always want Swayze's character. What's his character called?
Sam.
You want Sam to come back and to be with Demi's character, and her character is called?
She's called Molly.
Sam. So you want Sam to come back and be with Molly, but it's obviously never going to happen. Eventually, of course, or not eventually, regularly during the movie, you see them together on the stage. How do you do that, Boyd? How do you play the part of someone who, indeed, Molly is not supposed to see?
Well, it's actually quite a difficult challenge because obviously being on stage, they can't look at me, but I can look at them and oversee exactly what they're doing. So there's a lot of times, for example, when she would be walking through me, so it's obviously quite close timing in terms of me getting out of the way, etc. I obviously have to play off what I hear. I can throw dialogue in, which they can't hear. So a lot of the time, it's quite independent in terms of the role that you're doing yourself. But in terms of just interaction, I really guess you sort of have to feel and work off what they're doing. But at the same time, obviously, reserve yourself that you don't obviously overplay what exactly they're doing. But a lot of the times, they've said, as performers, that they'd be on stage and wouldn't even really notice that I'm there. They're that in the moment that I'm sort of in the background that I almost become sort of obsolete.
And I suppose I have to ask the obvious question, does Molly throw any pots?
She does. We've had her in a pottery lesson with a professional art tutor, and she actually throws a pot live on stage, and she's really good at it.
Yeah, because it's some skill. My wife can actually throw pots, and it's the old joke in a variety of ways. But no, she can, and she did it as an art teacher when she was younger. And the movie was out round about that time, and it used to be our sort of foreplay. Yeah. You know, throw a few pots. You know,
okay. Too much information, girl.
So maybe there's a role for her in this movie. But you know, it's not something you can learn overnight.
No, it's not. And I know the lady who's the art tutor, and she said, look, James, she's going to need like a lot of tutoring. And I said, well, let's get her down there and see what she's like. And I arrived late because I went down to have a look as well. And she said, James, she's an absolute natural. Sometimes some of the students, it takes them weeks just to center the clay. And she got it immediately. So I'm very confident she's going to make a very nice piece of pottery while Boyd's trying to distract her from behind.
Mm-hmm. And who plays the psychic? Because Whoopi Goldberg was big in this as well.
Yes, we have an amazing, amazing woman. You introduce her, Boyd, because you work with her. She is stunning. I'm working with her in the Grand Opera as well. Let Boyd...
Her name's Kelly Brown. And honestly, she's an absolutely phenomenal vocalist. Absolutely brilliant. By far, an absolute powerhouse. I mean, one of the best voices I would say you probably have within the province. Just, it's absolutely phenomenal. Brilliant actress as well. Just plays the part to an absolute T. Comedic timing. Just, she's excellent. All overall, just brilliant.
She's an absolute joy.
Yeah, she is.
You mentioned the timing there, because that's essential. It's bound to be essential on the stage.
It is. Comedy, like, obviously you're talking about keeping the show upbeat, and I was like, oh no, we're going to talk about death. But Sam, his character, he has a brilliant relationship with Odomay. It's very funny. They grow to laugh with each other. And the comedy timing is brilliant, because it's so sad. You've got Molly sat in a seat, in bits crying, and then you've got a ghost you can't see, but you can see him, and then you've got Oda Mae saying stuff that's really funny to Molly. So she's in tears and the audience are laughing. It's very difficult to play, and Kelly really pulls it off. Super.
The Ulster Operatic Society are putting it on. It runs from Tuesday through until Saturday, Tuesday 11th of October through until Saturday the 15th of October. You'd expect to put bums on seats there, wouldn't you?
You would, yeah. I mean, it's one of those musicals that... what all the hen parties should be coming to. Anyone who likes Patrick Swayze, all the women should be down there. And Boyd, he doesn't go topless, but Carl does.
That's true, actually.
The guy who plays Carl, he takes his shirt off, so...
I see him in a tank top.
Is he even hunkier, is he?
I wouldn't say so.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. But you see them both in tank tops as well.
Oh, yeah.
But,
oh, yeah.
No, it is a bit raunchy. The music's fantastic. Mm-hmm. The dancers, the ensemble, the dance routines are incredible. It's electric. It's just a brilliant night for the whole family.
And how many people, chorus and all, would there be on there?
We have about 55 in the cast.
About 55, yeah.
That's a big team. That is a big team. Yeah. Listen, enjoy it. Enjoy it. It certainly is one of those really popular musicals. And I've no doubt if the Ulster Operatic Society are behind it, it will be done properly. 11th of October through until the 15th of October. And booking through the Grand Opera House, I presume?
Yep, www.goh.co.uk.
James, great seeing you. James Huish is the director. Boyd Rogers playing Sam. Lads, thank you. Thank you for coming by. You're never far away, of course, from the Unchained Melody. I'll play it for you after this.